So the tea and social, or tea and social, is the hybrid, the next level of the series of events that we would hope to put on at Tea and Toast. So Tea and Toast has, and still does, house the Leeds Social Media Cafe. The idea and the hope of this is that the actual social cafe is... Well, I've actually already talked about the cafe itself, so I won't go into that, but the social cafe is something that does exist in other cities, and they each work differently, and my belief is more that it's more of a, less of a business, more of a communal storytelling platform, a much softer way of selling, as opposed to taking a soft selling tool, social media, and delivering social media in our hard marketing or hard advertising and sales sense. I remain strong to the core about soft selling, understanding and listening and communicating and engaging with audiences to understand the cultures and values of each community. And the underlying themes of this are portrayed within the next series of events that we're doing, these tea and social events. The events that this first event that we're doing is quite a bit of a challenge. We've picked a difficult point in time, and we're aware of that. The actual event itself is due to take place in July on Tuesday the 8th, and it's the second Tuesday of that month, which is the same generic Tuesday, the same Tuesday that we always choose for the social cafes to occur. So effectively what we've done is provided a full day of, or an almost full day of these events by having an event in the afternoon and one in the evening. The social cafe is the one in the evening. The one in the daytime is the tea and social. And in this instance, we have chosen to really put value on the speakers and value on the event and how we feel about the stories that are going to be told at the event. So it's £10 a ticket, and the decision for that was in some ways fairly straightforward. It just seems like the right price, and if anything, a cheap price to pay to hear some really great speakers in the local area. When I say great speakers, I actually mean great speakers, but also people that are really, really good at delivering forms of social media I'm trying to describe to you what they do, and that's actually quite difficult. So I'll go through each speaker. We have three, and the first one is Darren Cronian, who is better known as on Twitter as Local Travel, I do believe. He had a previous life as My Life Leeds, but Local Travel is that Twitter name, alongside B Local Media, B as in B-E-E Local Media, and he runs, he has a very specific knowledge about blogging and use of Twitter, and his experience of being able to communicate with his audience through those social platforms is something that he's passionate about, but more directly towards local tourism. So he's going to be speaking about that alongside a guy who's worked within Leeds, Huddersfield, and I think it's Todd Morden, if that's the right way to say that word, that place as well. And he's taken the three marketplaces where you can buy fruit and veg on those three cities and put them online, effectively, so people can have their local market foods delivered to them. And it's just a great idea and concept that seems very simple, except he has now delivered this and done this. And from what I understand, he is on social media and grew his business through social media. Very similar, actually, to another person within the food industry, a person known as Manjeet's Kitchen. However, I've not managed to get them as a speaker yet. The final speaker is part of a wider city challenge to track and monitor and highlight all aspects of public art. And they go by the name on Twitter as Leeds Art Crawl. I nearly got that wrong there. That's perfect. So Leeds Art Crawl is the name of the project as well as the Twitter handle. And it's a wonderful project that aims to help the city council and help the public have access to what their wider mindset would be, the technical term being open data, and to have this sort of information in other forms readily available, but as opposed to doing this in other forms, they've chosen to say, let's get this list for the Leeds art scene up and running on what is currently out there for public art. So Leeds Art Crawl is born from that, I guess. So the lady from there will be also speaking. So as you can see, the way in which the social tools are used to enable the technology to, in such a way to reflect, to capture what goes on within each culture, each pocket of avenue, and each speaker is just so honestly so profound and wonderful at being able to do what they do best. And it's going to be an interesting event, and hopefully there's going to be more events just like this, more events where people will hopefully part with their cash to show that they are that interested in listening to that culture. And I think that I do believe that this is a beginning of things like this, and that people do find it difficult to often understand that they need to go to these events, and that the events like admittedly like Tea and Social are still quite small in some ways and still quite unknown, but they are known to the people in that area. So I'm equally aware of that challenge and that battle about still being able to get these events out there to the general public so that everybody can access all knowledge bases, skill sets that other people have around social media, and that other people with less skills and expertise in that can soak up that understanding, so that we're all on a level playing field, and for the future we could really move forward on understanding how to use technology collectively as a community, rather than having certain powers out there using it in that way. So yeah, I think the agenda that we have is quite a big picture, but hopefully this event will not just be successful for this one. If anything, I have to admit that this one is in the bag for me almost. I'm not fussed either way, because it's the bigger picture about how we move forward with this that's going to be interesting. So if you haven't booked your tickets yet and it's before the 8th of July 2014, then please do get online and book your tickets. Go straight to the Eventbrite page. So that's tandsocial.eventbrite, the event, BRITE.co.uk. And please let us know what you think via the Twitter names or hashtags tandsocial. Until then, you might hear more podcasts and tweets about the event, so please do engage with us online. And yeah, I will get to hopefully meet and speak to you in some form soon.